Welcome to the Association for Talent Development's podcast series. For more information about the Association for Talent Development, please visit our website at www.td.org. This is a feature article on page 42 of the June 2017 issue of TD Magazine. Breaking Bad Habits by Lynn Schmidt and Kevin North. How organizations can reduce the workplace barriers that consistently have prevented women from thriving. The leadership journey is fraught with challenges, creating a need to be resilient to successfully overcome the roadblocks. In a perfect world, organizations would enable leaders to advance resiliently by removing barriers and providing necessary support. Yet women are still struggling with their ability to advance into senior leadership positions in many organizations. That's caused by bad organizational habits in the form of entrenched mindsets, outdated policies, and biased practices. What can organizational leaders do to break bad organizational habits and support women's success? Current realities. Despite small improvements in the past decade, recent research by Catalyst suggests that women are still substantially behind in their efforts to ascend to the top. Only 5.8% of CEOs in the Standard & Poor's 500 list of companies are women. Only 19.1% of the U.S. House of Representatives are women. And globally, women hold only 24% of senior roles in organizations. While the reasons for those disappointing statistics are varied, three factors stand out. Stereotypes exist about what it means to be a leader. It's often implicitly defined as a white male. There's a lack of adequate sponsorship by others who will actively advocate for a woman. And discriminatory practices limit opportunities for women to assume leadership roles in mission-critical jobs. The solution to this pervasive challenge for women's advancement is twofold and involves helping women develop coping skills and access internal resources to navigate challenges and removing the organizational barriers that block them. Organizations can play an essential role on both fronts in helping women develop and sustain their resiliency. Consider the experiences of two accomplished leaders, Susan and Maria. Susan is a manager at a medium-sized technology consulting firm. She has an innate ability to build strong relationships with her clients, and she exceeds her goals for billable hours. Susan cannot attend planning meetings with other leaders that are held after 5 p.m. because she has young children. Her manager makes negative comments about her not attending those meetings. He denies Susan's requests for a promotion based on vague feedback about her profitability. During the past year, several of her peers, all of whom are men, have been promoted. Susan feels like she has no one to talk to at work about her frustrations. She's angry and planning to leave the organization. Contrast Susan's story with Maria's. Maria is a physician leader in a large pharmaceutical company. Her manager talks with her about her career interests and direction. She attends the Women's Career Network meetings where senior executives at her company talk about their commitment to inclusion and support for working mothers. Maria participates in a formal mentoring program to help develop her leadership presence. She recently participated in a leadership training program on interviewing skills to eliminate bias. She feels excited about her career, productive in her role, and engaged with her company. Reframing the issue. Resiliency, the ability to bounce back and grow from adversity, is a coping process that people experience when they face challenging situations. It's one of the three most important skills needed by women to succeed in their careers, according to a study of 250 executive women by McKinsey & Company. Resiliency involves growth by drawing upon a particular set of personal resources. In our research, we identified six strategies that are critical for helping people establish or maintain their resilience when faced with career challenges. Strengthen your support networks to augment your ability to cope with adversity and regain balance. Clarify your sense of purpose by understanding your values, passions, vision, mission, and goals to boost your sense of optimism, align your behavior, and take action. Build self-awareness of your thoughts and emotions to improve your capacity to manage your behavior. Enhance self-care, including your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being, to increase your energy and inoculate yourself against stress. Actualize your strengths as a means to build confidence, gain the courage to take risks, and achieve greater results. and broaden your coping skills, including the ability to reframe adversity and make conscious choices that lead to your thriving and growing, not just surviving. In addition, organizations need to play a role in both supporting the development of those enabling resources and eliminating organizational roadblocks. Organizations taking action. Organizational leaders can implement the following tactics to help women develop resiliency and thrive by increasing support and reducing gender-based barriers. Conduct an organizational audit to identify roadblocks. This strategy consists of collecting data to surface the barriers to resiliency that exist for women and capture baseline data to demonstrate the impact of programs to address them. It could take the form of surveys, focus groups, and interviews of existing female employees, as well as those who have left your organization. Eliminate discriminatory practices. Significant progress in enhancing women's resiliency can result by systematically eliminating discriminatory practices accompanying harassment, hostile work environments, and bullying. An integral enabler of that approach is educating managers and staff about gender-specific issues, enabling them to recognize bias in themselves and others. Ingrained behaviors and bad habits can only change with the decisive stance and sustained commitment from leaders at the highest levels in both their words and actions. Examine and improve hiring practices. By reviewing organizational hiring practices, managers can reduce or eliminate a frequent source of gender bias. Often, the list of candidates put forward to fill a position is not diverse and might not include many women. Bias can be reduced by tracking and monitoring hiring statistics, as well as training people to use bias-free interviewing techniques. Building a pool of candidates for a job that is diverse and qualified will help reduce the likelihood of bias in hiring practices. Establish and actively support women's affinity groups. Affinity groups enable women to informally network and provide educational opportunities and conferences on women-related issues. They equip women with a strong sense of support by discussing issues openly that directly relate to women and work. Successful groups are often self-facilitated and include the active participation of the senior-most leaders. One organization we have interacted with offers monthly affinity group meetings for female employees and includes a guest presenter who speaks on topics relevant for women. Our efforts at speaking to organizational affinity groups at leading organizations have been well received by women who are receptive to proactively learning about strategies they can implement to build their resiliency. Offer formal mentoring and sponsorship programs. Career mentors and sponsors are both focused on helping you maximize your career growth, but they serve different purposes. Mentors are a source of guidance and advice. In contrast, sponsors possess sufficient power and influence to be able to advocate on your behalf. Formal mentoring and sponsorship programs can make a big difference in enhancing women's resiliency. The most successful mentoring programs include training for both male and female mentors on the unique issues women face, coaching skills, and resiliency strategies. Like mentors, prospective sponsors also should understand the unique challenges women face and their role in helping break through the barriers. Identify resiliency as a core competency. One critical way to break bad organizational habits is by establishing resiliency as one of the core competencies for your organization. Researchers and institutions are increasingly acknowledging resiliency as an essential skill that not only helps women thrive, but also helps ensure overall organizational success and competitiveness. The U.S. Office of Personnel Management recognizes resiliency as one of its core change leadership competencies for senior leaders. Establishing resiliency as a core competency enables the creation of developmental programs for managers and staff, as well as the means for holding managers accountable to support resiliency in their employees. Organizational success stories. Catalyst recognizes best practice organizations that have distinguished themselves because of their commitment to supporting women's success in the workplace. In particular, three companies took bold action to implement programs to support women's resiliency and success. Procter & Gamble implemented a global initiative with a focus on advancing women across the organization that includes training, career development, mentorship and sponsorship opportunities, affinity groups, and work-life flexibility programs. As a result, between 2008 and 2013, women's representation increased globally from 25.7% to 28.3% at and above the vice president level, and the global retention rate of female employees increased from 87% to 91%. 3M implemented a global program in 2011 that included leadership development, networking, mentoring, work-life flexibility, and employee resource networks. Championed by the newly hired CEO, the company established 78 Women's Leadership Forum chapters in company subsidiaries around the world to spread the message on diversity and inclusion. From 2011 to 2016, the organization experienced a 20% increase in women leading company subsidiaries and a 6% increase in women serving as plant managers, a role typically filled by men. Rockwell Automation, responding to troubling data about employee retention rates for women, transformed its culture through the establishment of centers of excellence to focus on increasing awareness and removing barriers. Specific efforts included learning about unconscious bias, leadership development, communication programs, and employee and culture surveys. Among the measurable outcomes Rockwell achieved from 2008 to 2016 was a 14% increase in women at the senior leader level, as well as a 9% increase in women on the board of directors. Those organizational case studies share some consistencies. Top leadership recognized the need for such programs as a means to improve their overall sustainability, profitability, and competitiveness. Each company collected data to measure baseline realities and progress achieved, and designed multifaceted learning and communication programs. Finally, each addressed the need to eliminate barriers as well as offer support programs. Such organizations provide best practice models and vividly demonstrate that supporting the resiliency and success of women takes intentional and sustained focus over time. The key to women's advancement, career success, and satisfaction is an organizational culture that enhances their resiliency by eliminating barriers and increasing support. Breaking bad habits often is not an easy or fast process. However, forward-thinking organizations have achieved substantial progress in women's advancement by making this strategic investment of resources. The proceeding has been excerpted from TD Magazine, a monthly publication of the Association for Talent Development. For more information, please visit our website at www.td.org. TD's editor is Paula Ketter. TD's managing editor is Vanessa St. Gerard. Music by Incompetech.com. And I'm your host, Vanessa St. Gerard.